Very, very important halakha in Kuf Samech Chet. There's a halakha in Zayin where Shulchan Aruch tells us one of the definitions of Pataba B'Kisnin is a piece of dough that has a filling inside of it. Nuts or something sweet or some sort of filler, jelly of some sort even, and that automatically becomes a mezonot. That's one of the pataba bekesnins. However, in Se'if Yud Zayin, Shulchan Aruch talks about the food that's called the pashtita. And that food over there is a casserole that's made with dough that's stuffed with either cheese, meat, or fish. And there Shulchan Aruch says, the beracha and the pashtida is hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. So we have a contradiction. Make up your mind. Is this kis, this pocketed item, this pocketed breaded item, is it a mizonot or is it a hamotzi? This is the major question. There's two primary answers. One is given by a rabbi called the Taz. The Torah Zahav says, that's not a contradiction. We learned in a previous daily halakha that if you eat enough of any mezonot, for example, 216 grams, it can become hamotzi by the fact that you are koveya sa'uda. And that's the case in Se'if Yud Zayin, where Maran said you make a hamotzi on pashtida, you ate the whole casserole, you ate a shi'ud of kivi'ut sa'uda. Whereas in Se'if Zayin, Maran's talking about we ate a little of it, we need a small amount of it, less than the amount we mentioned, so you make a mezonot, a simple answer. However, the Magen Abraham says a different answer, and it's a big hadush. He says, not every pocket is considered a pataba b'kisnin. It depends what the filling is. If the filling is nuts and sweet items like a jelly or sugar and things like this, these are items that are automatically by nature a snack item. Therefore, it loses the degree of bread and goes down to a mizonot. But when you stuff an item, which is bread, and you stuff it with cheese and fish or meat, that's already automatically a kibi'ut. Because those are items that people eat as a sa'uda. Therefore, the bread does not get downgraded to a mizonot. So basically, it depends on the stuffing. So there's no stina. In Se'if Zayin, Maran was talking about a kis of something else. And in the Yud Zayin, he was talking about specifically cheese, meat, fish, and things like that. That's a big hadush to Magen Abraham is saying. That means not all kisim were created equally. Some pataba b'kisnin will be mizonot, and others, depending on the filling, could be a hamotzi. The question is, who do we posek like? Do we posek like the Magen Abraham or the Taz? Hacham Avadya Alav Hashlom has proofs that Maran holds like the Magen Abraham. As a matter of fact, he says that one of the rabbis of Syria, of Halab, the Yitzhak Yiranin, Ham Yitzhak Shchebar, wants to prove that the Menagin Halab was like the Magen Abraham. There's a food they ate in Halab called Lahmajin. Lahmajin is, Lahme is meat. The ajin is the dough, is the bread. They would take a piece of dough and they would put meat on it. Now before we go further, with the beracha they made on this Lahme ba'ajin, the question is this considered a kis, similar to what we're talking about? Kamavadya says it is. When we say kis, it doesn't have to be actually covered up in a pocket. Even if the item is on top of it, that's considered also kis. So therefore, he has proofs to that. And it's hakin and then rice and halab, they make the beracha and the lachma vajin and motzi lachem min ha'aretz. So he says, you see over there that they must have held like the Magen Abraham. That even though it's a kis that has basar in it, but if the kis has basar, according to the Taz, you're right, it would be a berevin mizonot. Because bottom line, you're not eating 216 grams. But according to Magen Abraham, it's meat. And therefore, Hacham Avadya holds that l'ma'aseh, the halakha is like the Magen Abraham. Another practical example would be the calzone that some people get in the pizza places. The calzone is made up of dough, bread, and all they fill it up is with cheese or spinach and things like this. But the main thing is the cheese, let's say. And according to the Hacham Magen Abraham, that these items over there automatically turned it into a kibi'ut, and therefore it doesn't matter how much you eat, the bread remains bread, Therefore, according to Magen Abraham, on these items, one would have to make a hamotzi as well. And that's really the opinion of Chacham Ovadia. And that's why Chacham Ovadia rules the gabe pizza, that a pizza would be hamotzi as well, for the same reason. Basically, it's a piece of bread, and you're putting the cheese on top of it. It doesn't have to be a kis. Bottom line, it's got the cheese. If you don't like the Magen Abraham, then a pizza would be a hamotzi. Granted, according to the Taz, a pizza could be a mizonot if you don't eat 216 grams. But Chacham Ovadia already is convinced that the halakha is like the Magen Abraham. Although, it should be pointed out that Rabbi Bitan says that when they would bring Chacham Ovadia pizza, he would wash first on something else, just to bypass the machloket of the Magen Abraham and the Taz. But in practice, meaning in the Seferim, he writes that the halakha is like the Magen Abraham. And as a result, one would have to then adjust his berachot accordingly.